Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Football is back. AB is in Oakland. Le'Veon's with the Jets. OBJ and Jarvis Landry have teamed up again in Cleveland. One thing that hasn't changed, though, where I'm placing my bets this season. My bookie is a place to bet every football weekend. My bookie has better bonuses and more profits in our sportsbook period. This year, they're hosting the first online handicapping super contest. First place is guaranteed to win at least 100 grand. And all I gotta do is put in 100 bucks. And then you pick 5 NFL games against the spread every week to climb the leaderboard and score your share of the huge cash prize pool. Guys, and also there's a promotion coming up. Up to $1,000 first deposit bonus. You double your first deposit, so you put 100 bucks, you get 100 back. So what are you waiting for? Go to mybookie.ag. Use our promo code ARMCHAIR to activate it. You bet, you win, you get paid. Hey guys, welcome in. It's Panther Rants. Will Harrison, our Panther Rants podcast. I don't know why I said Panther Rants. I don't know. It's been one of the mornings for me, to say the least. Happy Thursday. And if I don't upload this till Friday, it's gonna be Happy Friday, guys. I'll be working from home, so I figured we'd get this out beforehand, get it done, so I don't have to do dick Friday. A lot of stuff that's been going on and happening. First of all, you know, college football is coming up. We're 2 days away now. Yesterday we were 3 days away, and I uploaded a Pelco video. Well, I didn't upload it, actually. Penner Doozy uploaded this video like 3 years ago when Pelco was honorary captain for the Oklahoma State game. I took it and I highlighted the video and did the tweet video and, you know, did the whole thing. Ever since then, it's taken off. I think it's got like 500 likes now. So, also, yeah, because I saw the guys from Full of Pit do it. And, I meant to do it, and I was like, oh, okay, they reminded me, so I did the video thing, so I give them, some credit for this, and, you know, if there's any internet money that comes out of it, which would be very little, I can send it to their beer fund, you know, so they can podcast and drink and, you know, do all the things they do. But, tomorrow is one day, and I'm sure a Larry Fitzgerald video will pop up. I don't know if I'll post it or not, I doubt it, but. You know, there's some people saying, what's the deal with this? And I'm like, well, Pat Narduzzi posted this. I'm just, you know, taking it and saying 3 days. My only gripe with that highlight video, well, there's a bunch of them, actually. They took a highlight from the UConn game from 2004, which we lost. They took a highlight from the 2005 Notre Dame game, which we lost. And they took a highlight from the 2005... Ohio U game where Palco's juking a defender, and yeah, we lost that game in overtime. So that's the only thing I think of as my gripe of that video is somebody didn't do their fucking research when they made it. I mean if I'm gonna post some guys' highlights, I'm not gonna post, you know, losses, which sucks, because if I had to post a Larry Fitzgerald video, he has so many highlight catches against West Virginia, and plus Notre Dame, he has some highlights as well, and, you know, lost those games too. Yeah. Well, actually, there's 5 games we lost that year in 2003, so there's plenty of highlights we could have, you know, taken. So we got a lot to dive into. Yesterday I was working from home, and I streamed the Chappelle skit, Sticks and Stones. Really good. The reaction from some people is overblown, where they tell you to cancel him. Go check it out and see for yourself. It's not what they're paying out to be. Although the home Michael Jackson thing, which is something he would definitely would have put into a Chappelle Show skit when he did Comedy Central years ago. That's something he would do. I mean, it's pretty much vintage. If you've seen his stand-ups before, they're no different from, no different from any other stand-up he's done. So, check it out. So, let's get to some other stuff now. All right. Pitt starts on Saturday. First game of the year on ACC Network, which probably, I don't know what I'm going to do about that. I'm debating it. I was going to splurge on and just get the free trial of YouTube TV or Hulu, but they went $45. Although I do get the free trial, but I just really don't feel like going through all that bullshit just to watch probably one game. So I have my options. I can follow it on Twitter. I can go to a bar and watch it. Listen to it on the radio. Or I could just, wait until like Tuesday where all the extended highlights or the whole game will be posted on YouTube somewhere. And I'm sure it'll be available for restream somewhere, like on ESPN Plus. We'll see. Also, Pitt Football has their new pregame show on 93.7 The Fan. It's got Paul Zeiss, Bob Pompieni, and Wendy Bell. And, of course, this isn't sitting well with a lot of people. Mainly on Twitter. I'm not sure if it's, how it is on Facebook or in the non-social media realms. But, of course, the reason why is because, it's Wendy Bell. And we all know why it's Wendy Bell. She made some comments and lost her job. And they were really, really insensitive comments. Tone deaf and classist at that. And a lot of people screamed that, she was just speaking her mind. Well, there's the thing. You're free to speak your mind and say whatever the hell you want. It just, if it gets back to your employer, and if the employer's going to take a big hit, well, there you go. And on top of that, she worked for a news station that represents the whole Western Pennsylvania. So, they did obviously what they needed to do, and they said, her issues right now don't outweigh her talent. So, we have to. Actually, her issues outweigh her talent. So, yeah, we're going to have to get rid of you. So, it's like you're good, but you're not really that good enough for us to take a big PR hit over you. So, get out of here. And that's where she went, and she's been doing AM radio since. And I think she's done with that. And now she's doing this. Now, getting past Wendy, I'm not sure what her role is going to be on this whole thing. Supposedly, Paul Zeiss has been trying to fan the flames a little bit. And getting past her, you get Zeiss and you get Wendy Bell. I mean, not Wendy Bell, Bob Pompieni. Zeiss, I know a lot of people don't like him on Twitter, but let's take the whole Twitter out of Paul. Paul has been covering Pitt probably back since Walt Harris. I'm 40 now, so when I started reading Zeiss's Pitt stuff, it had to be, I was like 22, 23 years old. So Paul's been doing this for quite some time, and if anything, Paul is pretty much a Pitt guy. On top of that, his oldest, his son Elijah played at Pitt. And you're not going to find, in terms of Pittsburgh sports media, a bigger cheerleader or fanboy of Pitt football than Paul Zeiss. He's always, been very supportive of Pitt. He's made comments. I mean, he's been critical, but he's overall, optimistic about Pitt, and he sells Pitt. So, you know, as far as doing the pregame, I don't think you can find anybody any better than that. Of course you'd want a Pitt guy, so that's why a lot of people are mad about this, because they bring in Wendy Bell, but they fired Doran Dickerson. And it would maybe made more sense to bring in Doran into the pregame. But then again, I don't listen to the fan that much. I don't know how good Doran really is at his job. I hear he's good. You know, I don't know. But I'm sure, you know, with this pregame show that they're doing, I'm sure they'll bring in different Pitt guys, you know, former players, to get their perspectives. I'm sure there's, you know, I would just pretty much wait and see how this is going to go. I mean, as far as Pompeian is concerned, Pompeian has been a fixture in Pittsburgh sports media for, shoot, long as I lived there, and he's still a fixture. You could say he's a Steelers fanboy, as a lot of them are in the media, because Steelers are pretty much the cash cow. They're UPMC, whereas the Penguins are Allegheny Health, and then the Pirates are, I have no idea what the Pirates are. They're probably another no-name hospital system in Pittsburgh. So, there's not much you can say about the Pirates of what they are. But basically, you know, the media is always going to pump the Steelers up and defend them, because if they don't, then they get stuck covering the Pens or the Pirates. And they'll convince you how awesome it is those franchises are in the Steelers. I mean, you get a lot from, you know, guys who cover the Pens. But, again, it's not the Steelers. I'm sure the Pens have won 5 Stanley Cups since 1990, and they have lots of star power, but they're not the Steelers. They don't carry that weight as much. And the Pirates, well, you know, thank God for Roberto Clemente, Willie Stargell, and that Mazeroski homer, because if it wasn't for that, any of those, you know, three things, the Pirates' last World Series win would have been in 1925, and who knows if the Pirates would even be, you know, existing. You know, I don't know if we'd have a baseball team by then. I'm sure we would, because, you know, we just, you know, tradition, we just have to have a baseball team. Yeah, but thank God for those things. And, of course, them being really good in the 70s. But now they're not, that's, you know, about it. So, Zeiss and Pompeiani, you know, I don't think it's a bad team on the surface. Wendy Bell, obviously, the only thing I can say about this is just to turn your volume down or change the channel at that time. That's all I can think about. I'm not sure what her involvement is going to be on the show, and to be honest, I couldn't tell you the last time I ever listened to a Pitt pregame show, so I doubt I'm going to listen to this one. No offense, you know, to Paul and Pomp. And, you know, you guys have your options, too. You don't have to listen to it either. I mean, we're all grown. We all have to make our own decisions, and, you know, if the show ain't listening to the show, is not going to make or break your day, and don't worry about it. We all just can't have everything. So, you know, all I can say is just listen to it and see how it goes. And as far as the Wendy Bell thing, that's the decision they made and the station made. And, you know, that's, you have your options and what you want to do with it. Now, going back to some other stuff, let's see. James Franklin is getting sued by his one of the former doctors. The former doctor claims that Franklin influenced some decisions on player injuries. And, you know, in today's day of how football is and how much it's portrayed now as being this ultra-violent sport, I mean, it's up there with... what's it up there with? Now, as far as violent sports, I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess running of the bulls, maybe. You know, where they let the bull out and it runs down the thing and people run away from it. I'm not sure what it is, but yeah, excuse the noise. They're building something next door to this parking garage, and that's where I'm hosting my show. I had a show recorded this morning, but it screwed up on me, and on top of that, a guy in a Chevy Aveo cut me off as I was driving. As I was cutting my Blue Chew ad, which we'll get to in a minute. Yeah, I'll talk about that here in a second. But the I read up on this whole lawsuit, and it looks like it's some sort of grudge between this doctor and James Franklin. There must have been a big disconnect between these two, and it just never got fixed. And I'm sure the doctor obviously never, you know, brought anything up, because maybe he feared for his job. And Franklin probably just didn't give a shit if he pissed him off or not. But something happened between these two, and I guess the doctor got let go, and that was that. And now the doctor's filed this lawsuit. I don't think much really comes from this whole thing, unless the doctor has some really concrete proof that he was influencing these players' decisions. I'm not sure what Penn State's injury report was the last several years. I'm not sure if there's any really big examples he can bring to the table. I mean, unless he documented some things. But he only sued for $50,000. And if anything, Penn State probably just gives him $50,000, tells him to go away, have him sign non-disclosure, and tell him to get the hell out of it, you know. Or, you know, they just sort of court throws out and says, you know what, this is not ours. Whatever it is, just move on. So I really don't think heads are really going to roll with this lawsuit. Well, guys, as you know, Saturday is coming. You're going to be ready for the tailgate, and you're going to see the Panthers play, and they're going to be ready to perform. But after the game, you might have to be ready to perform. And sometimes, who knows, you may not be able to at that point. You know, stress of traveling, tailgating, whatnot. But just in case, we got Blue Chew. It's very similar to Viagra and Cialis, but in a chewable form. So, obviously, you want to make your own music, light your own cathedral. But you want to make sure your cathedral is standing up rock hard and solid. So enter the promo code CHAIR at BlueChew.com and get your first shipment free. Glad that gets better. Getting back to that whole thing, what I just said about the ad. Yeah, a guy cut me off. And his Chevy Aveo, I guess he just had to get in his lane at the last minute. And, you know, I was kind of cutting my promo for Blue Chew, and I thought to myself, man, maybe he's stressed out. Maybe he needs some Blue Chew, you know, to help him out, you know? Relieve some stress. I'm not sure if he has a girlfriend or not, or a wife, if he's married. Maybe he just needs that. Maybe he needs, you know, some sort of stress relief. And it was funny because initially, I thought it was a guy, but then it was a girl, and I thought to myself, okay, well, maybe her husband needs Blue Chew. And then, as I was passing this person up, I realized it was a guy with long hair. So maybe if he takes the Blue Chew, he wraps himself up with a man bun and makes himself look manly, even more manly, then, you know, everything works out for him. All right, so we got Pitt UVA this Saturday. Obviously, UVA is going to challenge Clemson for the spot for ACC supremacy, according to some people. You know, you might as well put UVA in the group of four of your college football playoff, because they're on the rise. Basically, they're the new Rutgers. every single effing year we had people saying the Rutgers was going to turn the corner. Then they had that one season where they won 10 games and we never really heard from them ever again. They had that big win against Louisville at home and they just like disappeared off the face of the planet. Then of they've kind of replaced Virginia Tech in a lot of ways too. They're on the verge of replacing Virginia Tech at the point where they're going to get hyped nationally every year for no reason. And look at the game and look at the matchup. UVA obviously has the edge in this over because of their quarterback, because the quarterback is a senior. The quarterback really wasn't any good last year, but for some reason another year is going to make him better. And on top of that, he's lost his, three of his big playmakers. I think two at receiver, one at running back. But somehow he's going to just light the fuck up against us. I mean, we kept him at bay last year. We didn't get dick out of Kenny Pickett last year in this when we played him at Charlottesville. I think Kenny had 61 yards passing. But somehow we beat them just by running the ball. But somehow they're going to light us up. I don't know. I think, secondary pits fine. Linebackers, kind of a concern. Defensive line, we should be all right. Our big concern now is offense because we're rebuilding our offensive line. We're replacing two running backs. We got a quarterback who's coming off a disappointing year last year. And, we brought in Mark Whipple for that. And let's hope Mark is able to do something. Let's hope he's a miracle worker. If not, Matt Canada's still unemployed. So we can always bring him back. Matt, I just read an article. He's currently living in a beach house with his wife and they're enjoying life because he obviously has made enough money where he doesn't really have to, worry about a job right now unless he's spent all of his money. But I'm sure he wants to coach. I'm surprised Maryland let him go after that year. I mean, reading that article, I'm sure if he would have beat Ohio State in that game, he maybe becomes head coach. And I guess that play he drew up was a perfect play. It just wasn't executed. But Virginia, they were returning a really good defense. A really good secondary. So obviously, throwing the ball for us, throwing the ball is going to be obviously a concern because we're not sure how Kenny Pickett's going to be. So establishing the run is going to be a big key, and let's hope we can do that. And of course, we need a line for the running backs to run through, and of course, the backs to make plays. Anyways, I see this game as being an evenly matched game, and I think whoever makes more mistakes is going to lose. So, my prediction of this game, I like Pitt to win. I'm going to go with a 17-14 score. I think Pitt wins by a field goal. Granted, our special teams, does its job as well, and our punter is obviously no longer deer in headlights. But in this game, obviously, there's a lot of questions that need to be answered. And we're going to get them answered off the bat. So, no playing a 1AA team. We're playing an actual ACC foe divisional game. So, we'll get to find out what it is, where we're at, and where we need to go from here. Now, looking at the rest of the slate for the ACC... Clemson and Georgia Tech. Wow, that game. Clemson should win that one easily. And I think the spread's 36. They may cover that. And that's it. Actually, that game's today. And then tomorrow, we got Utah State, Wake Forest. Should be a good game. Utah State isn't really the team that they were before. So Wake should win that one. East Carolina, NC State. Spread 17, they'll win this. They'll probably cover it too because East Carolina just isn't the team that they used to be. Duke and Bama. Bama is a 34-point favorite. I think Duke covers. I think Duke beats the spread, but Bama's going to beat the shit out of them anyway. North Carolina, South Carolina. South Carolina wins that one. North Carolina's still going through some things. Tech and Boston College, Virginia Tech and Boston College, that is. I think BC wins this one at home. People love VT, but they're bad. Syracuse and Liberty, Q's win that. Boise State and Florida State. Boise takes this one. They're not the same Boise as we know, but neither is Florida State. But as far as the rest of the games for top 25, if we look at them, well, there's Utah and BYU, but that's not really a rivalry anymore. Utah's won the last like 7 or 8 games. Wisconsin South Florida should be an intriguing one because South Florida, you know, is an AAC team and they're fast and quick, and they're playing the big bruising Paul Chris team. So that should be an intriguing matchup. The spread on that's 11.5. I think USF can cover that. As far as the rest of the slate, there's really not much to. I mean, Penn State's playing Idaho. I mean, if you're a Penn State fan, listen to this, and Penn State should pretty much wax them pretty good. Michigan and Middle Tennessee State, that may be a good game. I think it's the same team that beat Virginia Tech last year. And Michigan, you know, they're not the same Michigan as they are. I mean, they're better, but I'm not buying them right now. The marquee game for Saturday night is Oregon and Auburn, and it's at Auburn, so I like Auburn that one. And, of course, on Sunday, we got Houston, Oklahoma playing. That's a Sunday game, and I think Oklahoma win that one pretty easily. I don't know. Well, it depends on how Jalen Hurd plays. I mean, it depends on how he plays and how, you know, what. But that's Dana's Holgorsen's debut as Houston's coach. And who knows? Dana might start with a blast and, you know, we'll see. But anyways, guys, that's it for me. You guys have an awesome Labor Day weekend. Hell in a pit. Enjoy Saturday's game. Enjoy the weekend.